Imperfect Sacrifices. Bible Thought. However, the Lord your God would not listen to Balaam, but turned the curse into a blessing for you, because the Lord your God loves you. Deuteronomy 23, verse 5, New International Version. God uses strange people to accomplish His purposes, doesn't He? God uses old people. God uses young people. God uses strong people. God uses weak people. God uses Jewish people, Greek people, and even American people. God uses all sorts of people. He even uses people who don't follow Him. Balaam is that type of man. Though he seems like a saint in this part of the story, the rest of the story and the Bible portray him as less than saintly. In fact, later in the chapter, he ignores God's initial direction to stay at home and goes off to meet with the king of Moab. So why does God use a man who probably doesn't worship Him and involves himself in activities that God doesn't approve? The answer is in Deuteronomy 23, verse 5. God does it because He loves us. He loves us so much that He won't let anyone stand in the way of His promises to advance His purposes. And aren't you glad that He does? Aren't you glad God uses imperfect people? After all, whom else could God use? Please pray with me. Father, thank You for always following through on Your promises to us. Help us, Lord, to be instruments that, though imperfect, are set aside for Your will and purposes. Use us, O God, in Jesus' name. Amen.